toll free, 2-855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. We go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Conrad listening in Fargo. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I kind of had an epiphany today, and I think I understand why there's so many people who just aren't on our side.
Okay.
And I think it has to do with the fact that when people hear about politics, they think about it one issue at a time. So they don't think that they have to be consistent between two things. They go, well, how do I feel about that? And they search inside their gut and just go with, well, you know, I like labor unions because I was part of a labor union. And they don't think it all the way through.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate that most people, you know, don't consider it. But I do think that many, many people out there, most people want consistency in their lives and their thought processes. And if you can show them the consistency in the ideas of liberty, then they tend to adopt them. But for some folks, it takes more than others.
That's why they appeal to me, because they are so consistent.
Conrad, we lost him. He's gone.
Labor unions got him.
But, you know, nonetheless, an interesting point that most people haven't really thought through any kind of overarching philosophy. They're busy with their own lives. They've got their own world that they're living in. And they, you know, they've got responsibilities. They've got families to take care of. They've got bills to pay. They've got loved ones. They've got jobs, you know, responsibilities at those jobs. There's all kinds of things vying for our attention in life. And so it is only natural that that many people wouldn't have ever really thought about things like non-aggression or how it is we can achieve a society in which there's no coercion used. I mean, they probably don't even really think too hard about some of these issues and what really lies behind them. Like some of these young people at the schools that we were talking about in the first hour, for those of you just tuning in, talking about one of the more controversial, and I have to say I'm a little surprised at how controversial this is, but school outreach, going to schools, high school, middle schools, college, and reaching out to young people and putting the ideas of liberty into their hands and into their heads. And it has become quite the controversy, at least at one school here in the Keene area called Monadnock Regional. There have been a number of comments over the Free Keene Facebook page for the last couple weeks from some of the students there saying, we don't want you here. Get out of here. The majority of us don't want you, and so you shouldn't be here. And majority rules, and this is democracy, and he's our principal, and you shouldn't be insulting him. And of course, I think I agree with them on the point that, yeah, it probably wasn't nice to make fun of the principal. That was a low blow. His real name's Butterfield. We called him Butterball, and he's a little roly-poly, so it seemed appropriate at the time. And he was being a jerk, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Winning hearts and minds, my friend.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So they're, you know, I think that they have a good point there. But a lot of the stuff that they have to say is just misinformed. And so I want to share, just give you a look into the mind of a high schooler in this country. I wanted to share an email here or a Facebook message. And this is the most recent message in a series of messages that this young lady and I had sent back and forth. And I had asked her the question because she, you know, really seems to have a lot of reverence towards the staff of the school, specifically the principal. And I had asked her a question about, you know, why it is that she should believe what these people are telling her. And, you know, why are you so positive that these people are telling you the truth? And so that's where she picks up with her response here. She says, well, I'm not completely positive. No one is. On the other hand, they are the ones elected to inform us, not you and your friends. So misinformation in the first sentence there. No, the teachers were never elected in any way, shape, or form. They're hired bureaucrats.
Yep, they're appointed.
Right. And the public doesn't really have any input into who gets hired and fired for government schools. Yeah, you could say that the public can hire the public is to vote for the school board, and then in theory the school board would then hire administrators, and then the administrators would decide on who the staff.
Trickling on down.
But that's a long way away from being an elected person. So, going on, she says...
That doesn't even mention the power that the teachers' unions have over education in this country.
She says, if you wanted to be the one to do so, I suggest you run for principal. Again, not possible in any political subdivision that I've ever found myself. You don't get to be elected as a principal. You have to be, you know, a tenured government bureaucrat within the government school system to become a principal. I don't know what it takes to be a, you know, to be a principal over like a teacher or whatever, but I know that when I was in high school, my art teacher at one point did become the vice principal of the school. So she had kind of moved up the chain into administration. I imagine they do hire principals right off the, you know, right out the street, but I would guess they probably have to have some sort of educational curriculum in college in order to get that job.
Very rare for an individual to be an administrator of a school that hasn't worked their way up through, like teaching in some way, or you know, one of the arms of the school, whether it's I can't even think of. It seems unlikely that a janitor would work their way up, but I suppose it's possible.
From there, she says, we would see who the parents of these children trust more to inform us on the things they believe we should or should not know.
What do the parents really know about that? I mean, it's not about trust. It's about, you know, I'm forced to pay for this, so I'm going to send my kid there. And they say it's a good school compared to the other private public schools. Of course, it stinks compared to private schools, but I've got to pay for it, so I might as well.
She goes on to say that as long as the information to us, I don't see why. When would be a matter. Sometimes it can be confusing to read the posts from the people at this at any school.
When I was in high school, it's not like I was that great at spelling either.
Granted, some things are for more matured mindsets than others. She says our rights were granted to us through the Constitution.
Holy crap.
Nope. Not even close. In fact, I believe
And by the way, if your rights were granted to you through the Constitution, it says that Congress shall make no law, and it says, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble. So, you know, of the five things in the First Amendment, apparently you're supposed to be able to peaceably assemble.
And I had addressed to her in the previous email that I'd sent, I'd said, well,
I mean, this is so convoluted in the first three sentences that I could write an entire email trying to, disabuse her of some of the notions that she's had here. I can't even imagine how you would respond to this.
Well, that's why I'm responding on the air, because I just don't have enough time to really sit down. The email I'd sent to her prior to this was fairly lengthy, and then hers was lengthier in response. And it's a trend that I don't want to continue. I figured it'd be better to talk about these things on the air because they're useful to explain. Some people have not heard these ideas.
You can talk. You could explain something to 100,000 people
rather than just one.
And that's one of the reasons I don't do the back and forth debate thing.
Well, I'm willing to go.
If a listener has some opinion on some subject and they email it to me, I generally say thanks for your thoughts.
I agree with you on that, Mark. But this is not a listener. This is somebody who's a real person that's here close.
They're all real
physical
people.
In physical contact. With me. And I think that people in close physical contact deserve a little bit more time and effort. And so I'm willing to put that in. But if it continues to, spiral down into lengthier and lengthier emails, then there's a time at which we either need to meet up in person and have a conversation, or I can just link to this archive and then she can listen at her leisure. But I had pointed out in my email previously, I quoted her. I said, well, you say that your rights were given to you when the country first started, but how could that be true? How could humans, just like you, possibly give rights to their equals? And she came back with the response that our rights were granted to us through the Constitution.
Written by humans.
Right. I mean, how does that work exactly? Was the Constitution written by humans? I think the evidence is that they were humans, not aliens or lizard men or whatever other creatures would be able to grant rights to us. So, therefore, how is it that rights came out of this piece of paper? Fallible men, by the way.
And fallible men that did not want to put the Bill of Rights into the Constitution. The first draft of the Constitution did not contain the Bill of Rights. So, I
bet they don't teach you that in school.
Even the people who were, foisting off this growth of government from their Articles Confederation, then didn't care to give these Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights were an amendment to the Constitution based on concerns that citizens had.
There's more coming up here, what this young lady has to say. We'll share it with you. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A look into the mind of one high school student. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. We give them to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. Our webcam is there. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built in to the same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have attorneys, or for those that have attorneys and need to keep an eye on what their employee is doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know how to use those rules, you're fighting in the dark. You need to know how to motion the court to get evidence, how to object, on what grounds to object. And if you don't know these things, yeah, you're going to get run over. And it works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, any court that uses the English common law system around the world, so that includes India, Australia, obviously England, and you know, Jamaica, and many others. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy to use, the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's really it's the course you should have had in civics in high school, and I recommend it highly. There's free tools over there at jurisdictionary.com, the website. It's free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, a free legal flowchart, free legal dictionary, free videos. When you buy the course at jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
We're getting into the mind of at least one high schooler that I've been having conversation with since we've been doing school outreach. Some of us, when I say we, I don't mean you, Mark, but Allie's done a little bit of it, and I've done quite a bit of it here over the last few years in the Keene area. It's a bit of a controversial form of outreach because some people are very, very protective of their children, and as I said, I don't really like calling them children, but how else do you refer to the offspring of parents? I guess offspring would be a little more accurate.
I think you can say their children.
Yeah. I just whenever I hear the word children, I think of kids that aren't quite to puberty yet, I guess. And I feel like these are teenagers that we're targeting with this information, and I think that they are prepared, you know, mentally to handle the ideas of freedom. Because in many ways, they are not free. You know, these kids are forced to go to the government schools. They are in many ways threatened by the police directly with, you know, raids on high school parties. And as we mentioned last night, there's this young lady that the 25-year-old undercover cop went into a school and they arrested 31 guys who provided her with marijuana.
On her request.
Yeah, under basically running a sting operation, deception against these people. So being at a government school puts these kids in jeopardy of arrest. How many of them realize it at this point? That's another question. So,
well, one thing I'd like to point out is you were talking about perhaps getting together with this young lady, you know, having a conversation or something like that, and
we've offered that to a few of the kids that have contacted.
And I'm not saying specifically this young lady, but here's the one thing is if people people don't necessarily bow down and pick up the ideas just because you've out debated them or out reasoned them.
Oh, obviously.
A lot of people they know that they don't know much in a certain category, but they know that there are other experts that agree with their position, mm-hmm. whether those experts are their parents
teachers.
Or their politicians or whomever they are. The teachers, whatever those people are, and they think to themselves, well, look, just because I can't answer these difficult dilemmas, doesn't mean that these other people that I respect can't answer them.
Sure.
So really, what's the point in me having the conversation? I just want these noisy, irritating people to go away.
Right.
And
stop challenging my belief system.
Well, no, stop being noisy and irritating, I think is really...
Well, we weren't noisy at any point. I mean, we were just out there.
Call their principal names.
Not in person. That was Derek's video
that
he posted over at freekeen.com. So
the battle for hearts and minds may have been lost here.
She says our rights. Well, I don't consider it a battle, Mark. I mean,
all right.
I don't like fighting.
The race for hearts and minds.
I think that
struggle?
This is a long-term objective that we have.
So let's alienate them first, and then try to bring them on board.
Well, I don't know, Mark. It all depends on your perspective, on how you look at this, because not everybody is upset. There's one young man who posted at the Free Keene page saying he appreciated that we were doing this, that people are talking about these ideas at the school, and so therefore he was glad that we were there. So it just all depends who you talk to.
But get one to how many?
Well, the question is how many actually secretly are in support of us but are too afraid to come out because maybe they'll be bullied, maybe they'll be targeted for some sort of retaliation by these people.
Great, you've positioned yourself as the unpopular idea.
Well, liberty is not a popular idea, Mark. Welcome to the club.
That, you can call it that if you wish.
You think liberty is a popular idea?
You can make it a popular idea if you're dealing with a small segment.
What's that mean?
You're dealing with a small segment of society here with a high school. If you properly introduce it and learn from the mistakes you have, rather than, you know, charging forward and saying, well, we've effed this up, let's keep doing the same thing over and over again until we really screw it up.
Yeah, well, so what would you propose?
I've already made a proposition, and yeah, you said that Pete's working on it, which is, hey, you know, negotiate some time with these students.
Mm-hmm. If they say no.
Clearly they respect the people that are standing up at the front of the class.
Yeah.
Well, then you can at least say to the students, hey, I pay for this, and I asked your teachers, I tried to go through the system, and they told me no.
Okay. So that the...
Isn't that what they're telling you, to go through the system?
That's what they told us, yeah. Which is an insult, because I don't feel like I have to. If I have rights, if I have the right to assemble, and if I have the right to free speech... See, I have a problem, see? I've been told that I have rights, and so I believe that I have rights, and I act like I have rights. And the people... some people don't like that very much.
Well, she's been told that she does not have rights because she is not of the age in which people are granted rights by the Constitution, and so she is a slave to the school system, and she is being subjected to your activism by virtue of having to go to the school.
Having to be there, that's true. But I don't know. She seems to believe she has rights. She says that they were granted to us through the Constitution, that the ones who fought for our country felt we should have, she says. And all I had said was that that they felt we should have them, that they hadn't experienced what would happen differently. You agree they were given to us at one point, right? I mean, or else we would not have them. And to suggest that rights were given to you at one point suggests that somebody out there, some human, would have the ability to grant them, to bestow them upon you, and that doesn't make any sense.
It's a failure of the history teacher to explain. History is so much less interesting when you try to explain it. Oh, back then slavery was fine. See, no one knew that slaves, were equals and they were humans too, so they had rights, and so they portray it as just how it was. So every time there's something in history that's just how it is, they don't point out how, well, now we know that everyone, by virtue of being human, has rights, and so this is really wrong, unless it pertains to, like, American slavery. But when we talk about, you know, stuff like throughout history, oh, the founding fathers, some of them had slaves, and that was wrong.
So I'm thinking about this idea that rights were granted by the Constitution, and, you know, I tend not to believe that. However, I think that there's an argument for it. Rights are a function of ownership. I have the right to drive my car because it is my car. You do not have the right to drive my car because it is mine. It is not yours. I have the right to free speech because the vocal cords belong to me, as long as I'm on my property or whatever and I'm not standing underneath your window at night yodeling. I'll go on with this train of thought in a second.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Were rights granted or... Well, we'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's a fast-paced world these days, and that makes it that much more difficult to carve time out of your day to sit down with a book. However, there's a solution. Audiobooks. I've spent a lot of my time listening to audiobooks and audio entertainment of different sorts, and Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got every category of book over there you can imagine. Books on rights, as we're talking about now, whatever you want to get, the business, it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, and anything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and Audible makes it easy for me to download, so if I can do it, you probably can too. You can get a free gold membership, and with it, a free download of any book. There are more than 150,000 titles at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You've got to go to that specific address to get the free download. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And it's a gift from Audible to you. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL.
Yeah, it's a huge selection, and you'll be satisfied. We had somebody call in and say they got one, and they got hooked.
Yeah.
They got like 14 more after that. So audiobooks are fun, and they're easy. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL. So we're talking about an email or a Facebook message, a series of them that I've been sending back and forth between a local high schooler who has taken at least a curiosity in some of the ideas that Liberty-minded folks have been presenting to some of the high schoolers at their local schools after they're getting out of school, just trying to get information into people's hands, and it's upset a lot of folks because we haven't gone through the proper channels. We haven't asked for permission to engage in our rights, which is really the ultimate reason why I haven't asked him permission. Asked for permission. This isn't a private school. It's a public school. And because it's public, it means I pay for it. And so therefore, I feel like I have the right to be there if I want to be and hand out information if that's what I darn well choose to do. And of course, they don't see it that way because they've been brought up in this educational indoctrination system where asking permission is a virtue, where it's respectful to ask permission from these government bureaucrats rather than treating them as though they are your employees and that you're the one who pays their salary. So we're talking about rights, Mark, and you said you wanted to make a point about the idea of rights being granted at some point in the past. That specifically, this young lady suggested was the Constitution.
So, you know, I've taken the position in this show many times, and everybody else has, I have, that rights aren't granted, that they are inherent. But, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, since the Constitution essentially forwarded the rights of the individual to own property here in the United States, and consider that the United States was at that point sort of an Anglican a colony, and that over in England it was, you know, people had fewer rights when it came to ownership of property, and therefore, since you couldn't own the property, you didn't have rights to it. You only have rights to things that you own. And if the Lord owns the land, you don't have rights because you don't have the land. And so since the Constitution forwards the conversation, it does not turn it around or change sort of the belief system or the meme of property rights in the United States. And property rights basically are where rights spring from. Then one, I suppose, could make the argument that the Constitution does therefore create rights.
I don't think there's any evidence to support that there wasn't private property before the Constitution.
Well, not in the United States, no. But if the Constitution, it becomes the highest law of the land, offsetting the Articles.
Wait a minute. I think the Indians probably darn well believed that it was their land that they were inhabiting.
The Indians had different...
They certainly didn't want to be thrown off of it.
Different nations had different beliefs as far as, property rights go. Often they would consider...
Right, it wouldn't have been the exact same ideas necessarily, but I think they would have agreed that...
They didn't have surveyors out to say, this is our property line here.
No, but
these are our hunting
grounds. I think they would have agreed that their territory was their territory, and they certainly didn't appreciate being removed from it and killed.
Well, indeed.
I think some of them, some of the land acquired in the settlements was traded for. So it's not as if all the land that was, you know, ever inhabited by white people on the landmass known as the United States is stolen. A lot of it was traded for. Whether or not you think it was a fair trade or not, I mean, that's... I think value is subjective, so you'd have to look at each individual.
Right, so pre-Constitution, there was the idea of property, right?
Right, of course.
Well, indeed, and all I'm saying is the Constitution's the highest law of the land, and it didn't turn around these belief in these property rights. And yes, certainly the Indians in some cases were, war apparently has been, up until this point, a legitimate way of securing property. I don't agree with it. I think it's just murder on a wholesale scale. Mm-hmm. But that's essentially what was going on with the Indians. They'd create some kind of situation where they would get some level of legitimacy going to war with the Indians, and they'd take their property, or they'd buy it from them. And the Indians would say to themselves, "Well, it's not like we're using this land. They just want to give us something in order to be able to stay here. Okay, we'll take that." In a lot of cases, it didn't matter.
You know, maybe this whole discussion is a debate over semantics. I mean,
I'm thinking
when she says that she believes rights were granted, maybe that's just a different way to look at the idea of how the Constitution essentially enshrined rights. You know, it acknowledges that humans have rights. It acknowledges the idea of rights is a good one and that it should be respected. So, you know, they weren't created in that moment. It wasn't granted. Granted is the wrong word. I think that's basically the argument that I'm making, is that the correct word is the Constitution enshrined them. The Constitution, pointed them out. It let people know.
When you're talking about a math problem, you talk about things that are given as a granted. So you could still make the argument. I think this is a semantic issue as to whether or not the Constitution. I think that people, I believe that people have the right to own things that they've created with their hands. And I think a lot of people agree with that. And I believe that rights come along with ownership. But I think that there's a semantic argument that can be had, and of course this young lady isn't making it. She doesn't delve as deeply into these issues as we do, generally. That it can be made, though.
She goes on to make a good point here, and she says, we are not guaranteed rights. You're aware of that, correct? She says. For example, look at other countries. In some areas of the world, people could be executed for freedom of speech. Don't take what you have for granted. People who are lucky enough to receive rights don't always realize that it's luck and bravery of our ancestors that got us these rights. They don't come with life for everyone. And I think part of her observations there are absolutely spot on. I mean, the idea is, or the suggestion that I'd like to make here is that rights are just an idea. You know, they don't actually exist. It's just it's a convenient idea and a good idea to have human rights because it allows for humans to better interact with one another, to more respectfully get along with one another, and build a better society down the line.
One of the suggestions that people that often make the statement that she's just made, and I'm not saying she's making it, I don't know what she's making, but one of the suggestions that they'll make is that people have fought and died for this, so therefore shut the F up and agree with me.
She doesn't exactly say that. She does say don't take them for granted, but she doesn't get into details.
Who said that they're taken for granted, though?
I think it sounds more, to me, the way it sounds when you read that was, well, we have a more merciful government than a lot of the governments in the world, so you should just be happy with the mercy they've shown you.
I think that there is a level of that there.
Yeah, but I will say this, that rights are inherent to ownership, and ownership is about payment. So one, if I buy something, it's mine. So you can fall down on one of two issues when it comes to one of two ways on this this pamphleting on school property. You can say that we're stealing, the government is threatening you and stealing your money, mm-hmm. fair and square, so stay the heck off of our school property because you don't own it. Or you can say that, hey, if a person paid for a school, then they have a right to pamphlet on it. And there's no denying that every taxpayer in the state of New Hampshire has paid for schools.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, I'm under, all three of us, me, Derek J., and Kelly Voluntarist, are all under legal threats right now. We're currently, still in the system. None of us have the real ability to get arrested and test this particular idea, the idea that we should have the right to distribute things on public property, so we can't push it too far. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. More about rights and your thoughts on the way. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's fallenangeltoys.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us to 1-855-450-FREE. In the midst of a conversation about rights, but you can also bring up anything that you might want to talk about. 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We invite you there so you can get interactive and you can actually create the content of the site by submitting things to it. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, submit it over as show prep at freetalklive.com. Other listeners vote up or down. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's all free. Lauren is with us listening in Athens, Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Lauren. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I was thinking about the schools, so what you guys are talking about with regard to, you know, being kicked out of there. And I thought of a couple of cases that I don't know if you remember these or not, but you remember that Coach Dave Dabenmeyer? You know, he went down with the Terry Schiavo thing when they were starving her, and he went down to school down in Adams County, kind of down around here. And
nope.
There was a huge crowd. They were going to take the Ten Commandments. It was on a big rock outside the school. And they were going to take it down. Well, the cops couldn't do anything to him until the cops took the superintendent of the school aside. Then the superintendent instructed him to leave. And at that point, when he wouldn't leave, they arrested him. The reason is because these are administrative jurisdictions. They're not, people keep thinking that you have a constitutional right. You don't. You have constitutional privileges and duties. They're two different things. Rights come from God. Privileges and duties are rights you get because you're a member of a club. You see the difference? And so with the schools, you're signing your children up. You're giving in loco parentis. You're giving them legal rights to be equal with you, and number one. And number two, you're also there. You're the minor in the contract. You're the ward. You're the one. Like, you know how when people want to go in and see their kids now, you have to sign in, you have to do this, you have to do that. California, there was a legal precedent, it wasn't a precedent, but it was a legal ruling, and what they said was that California parents don't have the right to educate their children under the California Education Code.
Right.
Well, that's fair, because what are you doing under the California Education Code? You see, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes, bodies of negative law, to limit the maids and the butlers.
Not yeah, but if you act like you're not in the club, Lauren, if you act like you're not in the club, they'll put you in a cage.
No, 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 that's not true. And I live the life, so I get it. Okay, I've had CPS called on me. I get it. But I'm telling you, they're pretty good about following the rules. Okay? They feast on their wards, people who have given themselves over to be, you know, if you sign up, I'll give you another example. Pennsylvania, they did gynecological exams on these little girls, 10-year-old girls, okay? Took them in the gym, lined them up, and pulled their pants down and went to it.
Whoa.
Kids were running away trying to get out of there. When they went to court over it, guess who won? The school did, because the parents signed over in loco parentis. And if the school thinks your kids need a gynecological exam, well, you're going to get it. Just like you can't even pack lunches for your kids. You're going to eat what we tell you.
They forced us to do scoliosis exams. We had to pull our shirts off for
strangers. I remember that.
Strangers.
Well, see, this is my point, though. Why in the world? I would never give my children over to a group of, you know, people that won't even teach these kids how to read and function. I mean, if you look at the statistics, I mean, oh, my goodness gracious, the schools, it's horrible what's happening.
Lauren, if you take that stance, then what they say to themselves, well, my kid can read and function, so therefore it must be legitimate. I mean, I'll grant you that about 20% of high school students or people that graduate from high school in the United States graduate functionally illiterate. I absolutely agree with that. But if you take the position that they, you know, that they can't do it, the fact is that 80% of the time they do it.
Well, here's the trick, though. They do it when people don't understand what their rights are. And here's, I'll just give you a couple examples. If you look at, number one, Article 4, Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens, capital C citizens, of the several states. And I know people, you know, talk to you about this and it seems so weird and off the, but the whole point is that the document itself, the Bill of Rights, who can have rights? Only a man can have rights. And what is the purpose of the Bill of Rights? To extend the ground of public confidence in the government. Well, your confidence isn't supposed to be in the government. It's supposed to be in God that created us. And I know everybody's not a Christian, but my point is we should all understand that no man created any other man. So nobody can tell us, you know, hey, you can't use that drug. And I'll give you a perfect example. Did you guys ever look up the Addis case? Addis?
I did.
.wordpress.com. And how they had to throw the case out because he said, look, I'm a man. I am not an animal. And you don't have jurisdiction over me.
You know, I read it a couple of months ago, but essentially it was, did it have to do with pesticides or the eradicating of pests?
It had to do with the drug laws. The drug laws are written for man or other animals, but it was Utopia Silver. They use silver for antibiotics, and they don't want us using that because, you know, doctors make a lot of money putting you on expensive antibiotics when cheap silver works great on most infections. So what they did was they sued him, and they were charging him $25,000 a day fine. Well, 5 years into the case, Alfred takes this case, and he looks at the statute, and he said, you know, that statute doesn't apply to me. I am a child of God. I am superior to the animals. I've been given dominion over them. And that judge had to throw out that case. They had spent, you know, $500,000 on it, 5-6 years on that. And what I'm trying to get people to understand is the truth does matter, and it is effective. I know.
But you said that only men can have rights, and the Supreme Court just granted, and Citizens United just granted corporations rights.
Yeah, but
how in the world
could
they? Could
you be listening to a bunch of men in black robes that said that blacks were slaves, and for instance, the Kelo decision, that Pfizer could take all those people's houses?
Well, I don't care what they say, but the men with guns do, and they behave in certain ways based on what the men in the robes say.
Right, but you're saying that they have to follow their laws, and if their laws say that only men can have rights, then therefore, how in the world could they get around their laws that say that men have only men can have rights by giving rights to corporations?
Well, this is the whole point, though. They look at you as a corporation. When they keep, like the new NDAA legislation, what's it written for? Persons, residents, U.S. citizens. This is, they're using the language to basically con the people to get them to keep obeying them. The first commandment of God is, have no other gods before me, which means even if you're scared, even if you don't go following a lie, you've got a bunch of liars sitting up there. Right now you've got an attorney general who's been running guns and drugs, and nobody's in trouble. we can't keep following these people who are criminals.
I'm with you. I don't follow them.
You know, yeah, I don't disagree with you. It's the foundation, your claim that they have foundations in law and morals that always befuddles me. I don't think these people follow their rules more than they absolutely have to.
I didn't say that. I have ancestors who, Raymond Demery was aide-de-camp for Washington. I didn't say they were good people. Okay, I come from a slave family. The Demery's held slaves. I'm from those families, okay? So I get it. What I'm saying to you is, even though a slave master held my ancestors and said, I own you, just because someone said it didn't make it true.
No doubt. Look, I like a lot of what you say, Lauren, and I believe you when you say that you've had experience with this and you've had success because you seem really knowledgeable. I just wish that other people could somehow see your experiences and validate them and try them in their own lives, because what I see happening is, as Mark pointed out, these government people don't follow their own rules. They don't care what their own rules say, and they will do whatever it is that they want to you, and there's very little that you can do about it. That's basically what I've seen happen here. Maybe things are different there in the magic land of Ohio, but what I'd love to see you do is, come up to New Hampshire and show us how it's done. Show people how they can somehow do whatever it is that you say that you've done over time.
I'll just say this one thing and I'll shut up. The Bible says, come out of her, my people. It doesn't say protest. It doesn't say get together in the street and go after that old government. It says just walk away. What happens if they gave a war and nobody came?
Well, I agree with that. I would love it.
Schools open and nobody allows them to brainwash and mislead their children.
Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, we're not to that point yet. I hope that we can get enough people together into the same place where we can all
together. We just, each one of us, break off and do it.
But if we do it separately, then they're going to crush us, and that's what they are doing.
I'm telling you, yes, they come after you, but the problem, the point is that they really do obey their rule.
No, they don't. In fact, the number one rule of the courts here in New Hampshire is that they can waive the rules at any time.
Yeah,
so,
but that's an administrative jurisdiction, and it's not following. That's how come that when they say
that's great, Lauren. I can talk all day long about it being administrative jurisdiction, but that's not going to stop the men with guns from showing up to my house when I don't go to a court date.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
I'm just
the men calling themselves
point.
The sheriffs are going to come take me.
At some point, we have to do the right thing. And I know
I want to do the right thing, but I feel like if I just do it all alone, then they're going to crush me. I've seen them do that to me.
You're homeschooling your child, right?
I don't have one, but Mark is going to homeschool.
I mix you and Mark up.
That's all right. Mark's
not uncommon.
And that's good, and I don't think that he should let the state know that he's doing that.
That is doing it. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be some big thing.
Well, I agree with you. Thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.